This is the Schnitt Show.
All righty. Let us go right to Philly.com and just grab the latest on the Cosby trial. And the jury is going to start deliberating. To the surprise of many, apparently Bill Cosby's defense, they put on a 6-minute defense. That's it. Yeah, described as a Bill Cosby trial shocker. As Bill Cosby's defense attorneys rested after just 6 minutes. Let me grab the latest. Let me grab the microphone over to computer screen number 4 over here. I just brought up the Philly website for the Philadelphia Inquirer, philly.com. Jury to begin deliberating Cosby's fate. This is literally 5 minutes old. This is just minutes ago. Just right at the top of the hour, they posted this. It says, Bill Cosby's fate is now in the hands of a jury after lawyers on both sides of his sex assault trial delivered impassioned closing arguments Monday to the 7 men and 5 women who will determine the verdict. Cosby lawyer Brian J., is it McMonagle? McMonagle? You know, it's not on TV, so you don't hear the name used over and over again. So Cosby's attorney describes sexual assault allegations from dozens of other women and a worldwide media scandal as the real reasons that his client now sits in court facing charges that a decade ago a previous prosecutor had concluded wouldn't hold up. But Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin R. Steele attempted to focus attention back onto the trial's central accuser, Andrea Constand, calling her a victim who showed great courage and withstood hours of questioning on the witness stand. You know, Cosby, 79. Cosby could do the rest of his life in prison. Yeah, closing arguments capped a week-long trial against the entertainer, accused of aggravated indecent assault for drugging and molesting Constand in his home in Pennsylvania back in 2004. Sequestered jury, and this is important, the sequestered jury from Allegheny County, this is up in the Pittsburgh area, they are set to deliberate. They might have already started or any moment now. Now, the question is, now, keep in mind, they were brought from Pittsburgh to sit on this jury. Now, I'm sure they want to get home. Also, the trial went, for the most part, a lot faster than most expected. So, they've been sequestered. They have not been able to float around the Philadelphia area. They've been kept under lock and key, this jury. For the Cosby case, so if they're going to get the jury tonight, are they going to be deliberating for days, or are they going to get this thing over with and get the hell back? They're 3 hours from home. Pittsburgh to Philadelphia, about, 3 hours, if I'm not mistaken. They want to get home, I would imagine. So what's going to happen? The jury either has the case now or is getting it. Are they going to start deliberating, I should say, any moment if they haven't started already? So what's going to happen to Bill Cosby? You know, his wife, Camille. Ugh. You know, that woman is just an absolute facilitator. I think that Bill Cosby's wife, Camille, I think my opinion is she looked the other way for all these years. I don't know whether it was a marriage of convenience. I don't know what the story actually was. But I'll tell you right now, I think that she must have known what was going on and just looked the other way. You know, granted, he was on the road a lot, performing, but still. You know, over 60 women claimed that they were drugged and raped or sexually assaulted by Bill Cosby, making him, once the lovable dad, America's favorite lovable dad, Bill Cosby. And it makes him quite possibly one of the worst serial rapist predators in the country. Historically, going back to the 1960s, the first women said they were abused in the 1960s, drugged and sexually assaulted. 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. Holy crap. That's what? That's five decades. 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. It's like a radio station. The greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. Bill Cosby's greatest hits. Oh, boy. All right, welcome back to Schnitt. It's hour number three and plenty of ground to cover. Do you know it's 1 year? The Pulse nightclub anniversary shooting, the terrorism with the Islamic radical. 1 year anniversary today, the massacre in Orlando. 49 people killed. The worst mass shooting in United States history. The Islamic radical Omar Mateen, plenty of warning signs on this sicko. Remember, he had pledged his loyalty to ISIS, and, you know, with all that in mind, I want you to listen to this. With all of that in mind and the pledge to ISIS, I want you to explain this to me. Orlando's request for anti-terrorism funding has been denied.
Yeah.
The Department of Homeland Security, they released its 2017 grant allocations earlier this month, and despite an estimated $580 million in grants awarded to U.S. cities across the country, Orlando did not make the cut. How the hell is that? I don't know. Based on some bizarre, weird formula used to rate the risk of terrorism in urban areas, Orlando ranked apparently down at 38th, and only the top 33 cities based on this cockamamie formula got the funding. You had $5.3 million went to Miami. You had $2.8 million went to Tampa. Orlando got $1 million back in 2014, but hasn't gotten a penny since. Worst U.S. mass shooting in history and terrorism-related? Islamic radical terrorism? And Orlando didn't get a dime? I don't understand that. I can't figure it out. And the folks at FEMA, they say the assessment is based on, quote, relative threat vulnerability and consequence factors from acts of terrorism faced by each urban area, as well as targeted infrastructure that terrorists are deemed more likely to attack. I don't know. Listen, I would think that Orlando should get something. Anyway, there's a congressman in Florida by the name of Darren Soto. He's a Democrat who represents Orlando, and he said, and I saw this quote earlier today, if the occurrence of a terrorist attack in a recent year and a city's ranking is the number one destination, did you forget about this, folks? Forget about the worst terrorism act via mass shooting on U.S. soil historically. What about the fact that Orlando's a pretty big tourist destination spot from, you know, around the country and around the world? So this Democrat says, and I can't argue with this, if the occurrence of a terrorist attack in a recent year and a city's ranking as the number one destination for international tourism do not result in funding, then the formula is completely and unconscionably broken beyond repair. I can't argue with this Democrat statement. You know, last year, former Representative John Micah, he's a Republican Florida rep, his district included downtown Orlando. He said the total miscalculation of the threat risk from a terror attack to Orlando is one of the worst security miscalculations since 9/11. Marco Rubio, Republican. Bill Nelson, Democrat. The two Florida senators have united to urge the Department of Homeland Security to reevaluate the methods in determining funding allocations, but the audit hasn't even started yet. Do you know how many tourists, Central Florida and Orlando, of course, is the hub. Do you know how many tourists are attracted a year? I mean, it's a ginormous number. It's 68 million tourists a year. And of course, the state of Florida can't survive fiscally without massive tourists who pour into Disney and Universal and SeaWorld and the booby trap in Winter Park. I think that's gone. I think that's been gone for years. In fact, I think they knocked down. They used to have two buildings that looked like boobs. And my cousins grew up in Winter Park. I want to say that it was turned into some other business years ago, but I thought I heard that it was finally knocked down and the land was repurposed. No, but seriously, all of these attractions, it's clearly a terrorist target. And in the meantime, we have the wife of Omar Mateen, that Noor Salma. She's behind bars. She's waiting for trial sometime next year. And she's accused of helping her husband pull off the massacre last year by aiding and abetting. Didn't actually do any shooting like that terrorist bitch out in San Bernardino, the wife of that sicko, that Islamic radical. No, she just knew what was going on. And she aided and abetted. She pleaded not guilty. The court ordered her to remain behind bars until the trial begins, which will be next March. And if she's convicted, she could do life in prison, which is just fine with me. You know, speaking of terrorism, some very curious language. I've got a problem with a particular story that's making the rounds, and it involves the former New York City police commissioner. What is my, I'm going to read you some details, and I want you to tell me what my issue is. What's bugging me? What's bugging Schnitt? We'll get to that next here on Schnitt. Hang on. You know, Father's Day is this weekend. If you're looking for the perfect Father's Day gift, I'm going to tell you that this gift is delish. This is fantastic. Folks, I'm going to help you out right now with getting Dad a fantastic Father's Day gift. If you want to avoid the last-minute hustle trying to find a gift, I want to tell you about Omaha Steaks. And for just $49.99, get a limited-time Father's Day package when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code Todd in the search bar. Now, right off the bat, it's 80% off the regular price. It's $49.99. And Dad gets a whole cooler full of delicious Omaha Steaks food. What do you get? I'm going to tell you. You're going to get two filet mignons, two top sirloins, four chicken fried steaks. Oh, by the way, my son Julian wanted the chicken fried steak this weekend. I made him a chicken fried steak. It was delicious. You bake them? Fantastic. Just the right amount of spice. I put it on a Martin's potato roll with a nice piece of romaine lettuce. Oh, he loved it. A little seasoning on it. He loved it. Where was I? Oh, so you get the four chicken fried steaks. You get the four boneless pork chops. Of course, I mentioned the two filet mignons and the two top sirloins. You get four of their famous Omaha Steaks burgers. You get four jumbo franks, a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs. You get a pound of steakhouse fries, four caramel apple tartlets, great dessert. You get a pack of Omaha Steak seasoning. Plus, as a bonus, they're going to toss in another additional four hamburgers free. All this, less than $50. It's $49.99 for Dad. What a convenient, thoughtful, great gift for Dad. Quick. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. Enter my code Todd in the search bar. So this is a little different. You don't want to enter Todd at checkout. Just go to omahasteaks.com, and right on the front page, the top of the page, you're going to see a search bar. Type in Todd right there at omahasteaks.com and add the family gift pack to your cart if you want If you want more, hop on it. 80% off, just $49.99. Grab Dad, fire up the grill. OmahaSteaks.com. In the search box up on top, type in T-O-D-D.
Schnitt Show.
I want you to tell me what's wrong with this story. I'm holding a New York Post story from earlier today. In fact, I saw it late last night. It was online. It was in the paper this morning in New York. The headline is, Bratton thinks Europe-like terror attacks are headed for the U.S. Now, of course, Bill Bratton, the former NYPD commissioner. Recent acts of terror in Europe are the new normal, and surely coming soon to the United States, former NYPD commissioner Bill Bratton ominously warned on Sunday. Evildoers have stepped up attacks on soft targets such as London Bridge, Manchester Arena, Bastille Day, and Nice in the past 12 months, making a similar terror strike on American soil inevitable, Bratton said on the Katz Roundtable. That's a radio show on the weekend that John Katzimatidis does. He's a supermarket billionaire. I think, doesn't he own Gristiti's in New York? He's a supermarket billionaire guy and does a radio show as a hobby. European-style terror attacks are going to be the new normal in our world, Bratton told the interviewer. The pace of terrorist attacks, certainly in Europe, has been increasing, Bratton warned. The type of attack is quite likely to occur in the United States at some point in time. All right, well, what's missing in the story? Yeah, there's a little more here, but, you know, just goes on. Bratton blamed porous European borders for exacerbating the problem. European-style terror attacks. What is wrong with the, can anyone tell me what's wrong? Have you figured it out? What's wrong with the story? What's missing? 800-801-8999. Back in a minute.
This is Schnitt.
The final half hour on a Monday here on Schnitt. A lot of ground to cover, so let's get started. So the ants, Sue, nobody had it? Come on. Really? Bill Bratton, the former NYPD commissioner, thinks that Europe-like terror attacks are headed for the U.S. What the hell does that mean? Now, I like Bill Bratton. I think he's, you know, he's a pretty good guy. He retired. He's in the private sector, probably making, you know, a million plus a year now. Good for him. But Europe-like terror attacks, European-style terror attacks, both terms being used. What the hell does that mean? They're Islamic radical attacks. That's what I was looking for. These are Islamic radical terrorist attacks in Europe. The ease of travel, the porous borders, the open borders, you know the drill, in the European Union, etc. And the UK, which is moving toward a Brexit. However, the UK, they've had festering Islamic radicalism problems since the 1970s. And, you know, those chickens are coming home to roost, obviously, as we speak. But no, Europe like terror attacks? No, these are Islamic radicals that are causing and creating terrorist attacks in Europe. I'm not going to water it down and calling it a European-style terror attack. Give me a break. That's dopey. Not going to happen. Hey, there's another story out of New York that's getting national attention, and I mean, I knew of this last week, you know, up here in New York, but it's starting to get national play right now in that there is a New York public theater that is performing a production of Julius Caesar. And the Julius Caesar character is played by, well, essentially a character made to look like Donald Trump. And, of course, is stabbed and attacked. Isn't this lovely? Yeah, and they're saying that, yep, they're not going to change anything. It's not Donald Trump. Give me a break. This is clearly made to look like Donald Trump. Yeah, Greg Henry plays Julius Caesar in this production. Two big sponsors have dropped out. Yeah, Delta Airlines, they just pulled out. And you have Bank of America, they've just pulled out. This is a Shakespeare in the Park, is what they call it. And what has happened here is they have the Julius Caesar character, and this is a, you know, it's a modern-day interpretation of Julius Caesar, and Trump is killed. They don't say it's Trump, but you know damn well that the Julius Caesar role is played by a Trump character lookalike. Listen, you know the story. You know the story of Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar was assassinated by Roman senators because they thought that Julius Caesar was getting too powerful. That he was becoming too dictatorial. So they killed Julius Caesar. And they're killing Donald Trump, essentially, on stage here. And they're, oh, no, this is not Donald Trump. Give me a break. What do you think, we're idiots? It looks just like Donald Trump. Yeah, so Delta, they were sponsoring to the tune of $100,000 to $500,000 annually. I have Delta, which donates between $100,000 and $499,000. You know, that's like, you see the benefactors list? A platinum benefactor is $1 million or more. A gold benefactor is between 500,000. So Delta between 100,000 and 499 is what they donate. Guess what? CNN's Fareed Zakaria, the plagiarist, multiple-time plagiarist, Fareed Zakaria, he said that the assassination play Shakespeare in the Park was a masterpiece. And incidentally, Time Warner is a sponsor as well. Oh, from the Daily Wire, CNN's serial plagiarist Fareed Zakaria went to see a production of Julius Caesar in New York Central Park, a play that we now know depicts the gruesome assassination of President Trump. Nothing wrong with that. Zakaria might not have known what he was in for, but after Zakaria so enjoyed the bloody spectacle, was so enthused, he declared the play a masterpiece and recommended it to others. If you're in New York City, go see Julius Caesar free in Central Park, he tweeted 13 days ago. Brilliantly interpreted for the Trump era. Oh, a masterpiece. So Trump getting assassinated, that is a masterpiece? Unbelievable. Maybe he can steal some of the act and put it on his show, and he can just continue his plagiarism spate. You got to be kidding. So you still have multiple sponsors that are still in. Taxpayer money from the city in New York goes into this, and also Time Warner, the parent company of CNN, is also a sponsor of this Trump assassination. A couple of sponsors, biggies, Bank of America and Delta, they've pulled out, and rightfully so. I've got a story here from my hometown of the Tampa Bay area. This is crazy. Hey, Sue, Lee, anyone down in Tampa Master Control, did you hear about the teenager that bought the hooker off of Craigslist or what's the other one? Backpage? Sue, have you heard the story? No? Lee, do you know the story? Where's Fingy? Is Fingy still in there or did he leave? I mean, this is insane. This is out of lovely Trinity, Florida, and I've got plenty of friends up in the Trinity area. Know it pretty well. This story rolled out late Friday afternoon online from the Tampa Bay Times. Now, so it was probably published in the paper Saturday, and of course Saturday is the least read paper of the week, so maybe that's why a lot of you guys missed it. This is insane. The headline, Pasco Sheriff, Woman 25 Faces Lewd and Lascivious Charge After Being Solicited by a 15-Year-Old Boy Online. Now, this is a lesson. Parents, moms, and dads, do you know what your teenager is doing online? Let me rephrase it in another fashion. Moms and dads, do you know what your teenager is doing downstairs while you're asleep upstairs in the house? Listen to these details. So, a 25-year-old woman from Wesley Chapel, Florida, has been arrested. She was busted on Friday morning. She was nailed on a lewd and lascivious battery on a victim charge between the ages of 12 and 15. But here are the details. The woman, whose name is Trisha Baia, B-A-I-A, apparently she advertised herself on Backpage.com. She had erotic photos of herself, and she offered to engage in sex acts for money. Well, this little 15-year-old boy found her ad on Backpage. I guess called her up, texted her, arranged for her to come over to his home in lovely Trinity, Florida, to engage in sex in intercourse for $150. That was according to the Pasco County Sheriff's arrest report here. So the 15-year-old kid texts his address to this Baia, the hooker, or alleged hooker, or alleged sex worker, and she arrived at his gated community. This is back on May 26th. So the boy opens up the gate. She drives in. And the boy, the 15-year-old, said, "Hey, we got to be very, very quiet because my parents are sleeping upstairs." What? Well, apparently they had originally agreed on the $150 in order for the sex, but the boy said, "I'm sorry, I only have $80." So she said, "Okay, I'll take it." So she's discount hooker as well. She cut the rate in half. So down to $80 from $150. Anyway, how did the parents find out? I mean, that's still, we don't know all the details here. But we don't know how the parents found out, not in the deputy's report. The mother consented to having the son undergo a physical examination. The boy was positive for sexual abuse. I don't know, how do you figure that? How was the boy, on a boy, how do you test positive for sexual abuse? I mean, with girls, you know, there are, obviously, there's bruising and there's certain things, but I don't know how the boy, and the name of the kid was not withheld, was not released, withheld by the sheriff's office. Same thing with the parents, obviously, because that would give away who the kid is. So listen to this. The deputies got the parents' permission to search his cell phone. They then confirmed the phone calls to the hooker and the text messages. They then got surveillance video from a neighbor's camera that showed their driveway and the car pulling up and the woman getting out of the car, apparently. And listen to this. So they could not find this woman, this Baia, Trisha Baia. They couldn't find her. So what'd they do? The undercover deputies used the boy's phone to then contact her. Deputies said that she told them that the boy said that he was 19, not 15. Anyway, after making contact, they were able to clearly meet up with her and make the arrest. And she was tossed in the Pasco County Jail with a $5,100 bail. So, folks, the story here is, do you know what your kids are doing? First of all, when you're not home, and even when you are home, is your teenage boy buying a hooker off a Craigslist and banging the hooker while you're upstairs? Oh, boy. Is that not unbelievable? That's insanity. Absolutely crazy, Eddie, insane. You know, there's something else. Another one of these teachers. Remember Deborah LaFave? Remember Too Pretty for Prison? Deborah LaFave. And there's been just all kinds of stories of these attractive female teachers. And the fact that these teachers can get any guy they want. They can, you know, they can find 18, 19. If they want a young guy, these teachers can get 18-year-olds. Just make sure it's not a student who's 18 because you still get busted. You know that even though a student's 18, the teachers in most states can't have sex with the student because you're in a position of authority and it's still a crime. So you want to find an 18. If you're a hot teacher, like in your 20s, 30s, and you want a young guy, don't do it with a student. Don't do it with an 18-year-old student. Go find someone else. I don't understand that. You ought to see this latest teacher out of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. A 25-year-old math teacher has been busted, arrested on having sex with three male students, two 17-year-olds and a 16-year-old. And I'm going to tell you right now, she is smoking. What was that? Did you say out of your league? Lee, who's running master control this week because James is on vacation. Lee says she's out of my league. She's pretty attractive, isn't she? Did you see all the other pictures? Besides her mugshot, did you see her other pictures? Oh, he saw every one of them. You got to see this teacher, 25 years old. What is wrong with her? I mean, you can't have, if you want to, you can't have sex with a legit 18, 19, 20-year-old. You got to do it with students. 25 years old, and she is hot. I mean, great face, great body. Anyway, you want to see her mugshot and the gallery of other photos? Of course you do. Well, go to schnittshow.com, and it's on today's Schnitt list. It's going to be right near the very, very bottom. Go to schnittshow.com, and on today's Schnitt list for Monday, June 12th, 2017, the link is right near the bottom. You're going to see a photo and then a teacher having sex with students. You'll see it right at the bottom of today's Schnitt list. Mugshot, which is pretty hot, and then a whole series of other pictures offers of her social media. All also for your viewing pleasure. When we get back, final items of the day. We have a yearbook controversy. End of the year, schools are handing out the yearbooks. Many already have. School has ended for many around the country. School is still in for some. There is a gigantic yearbook controversy involving Trump. We'll tell you next.
In your ear and in your face. Todd Schnitt.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the final moments of the show, we have breaking news. Yes, we do. It is a Schnitt news alert. Guess who is headed to North Korea? It is the tattooed and studded one, if you believe CNN. Now, is this real news or is this fake news? CNN is reporting that Dennis Rodman is heading to North Korea. What, for vacation? He's going to land in North Korea tomorrow. Is Dennis Rodman going to try to broker a missile and nuke peace deal with Kim Jong-un? We're all dead. We're done for. Oh, listen. You know, all this North Korea scare stuff, they still have rudimentary technology. Yeah, I'm concerned about EMP. Yes, I'm concerned about them lobbing a missile into Hawaii, even if it's a small yield. And if they ever attempted any of that, they would be reduced to a sandbox. It would be over. Complete annihilation. They'd be absolutely done. Hey, and quickly, Trump here. A New Jersey teacher in Wall, New Jersey, has been put on suspension for the rest of the year. I guess part of the yearbook staff, the teacher, photoshopped out two kids wearing Trump references on clothing in the yearbook. We'll explore. I want to do Rodman. We'll get into this a little bit later on tomorrow. Have a good one, folks. See you tomorrow.
This is Schnitt.